Today my guest is Sam McClanahan. Sam, how you doing?
Very good, very good.
Really nice to meet you here at CodeStock.
Been a pleasure being here this weekend.
What do you do?
So I'm the president of Knox Makers, the local Knoxville Oak Ridge makerspace. I'm one of the founding members, and for the last 4 years, I've been kind of the one in front going, come on, guys, we're going to get there. Let's go.
So Knox Makers, that's a formal organization. Is it for-profit, not-for-profit?
So we actually were registered as a Tennessee nonprofit currently. Uh-huh. We're in the process of getting our national nonprofit status. Mm-hmm. We're at that final page before we get our 501c3. We've actually gotten our paperwork back from the lawyers. We're having our final vote of membership to the changes we have to make to bylaws. That'll be like in 2 weeks, and then we'll be clear sailing.
Excellent. And what do you do? What's the goal?
So makerspaces or hackerspaces are places, a physical place, where we gather together the tools necessary to make the cool things that everybody wants to play with, right? So we get a space, we fill it full of tools, we fill it full of ideas.
What kind of tools?
We get the high-end fabrication tools as best as we can on limited budgets. So 3D printers, laser cutters, CNC milling machines. You know, we've got some odd things in our space that we've just been lucky enough to get. Like we've got a vacuum chamber that you could, you know, crawl into. So it's, you know, fun stuff to work with. We used to have a Cray supercomputer, but the guy actually, his project, he brought it into the space, and, you know, he started the project of refurbing one of the old Jaguar supercluster units, and he got it up, he got it running. We had everybody, you know, was having a great time working with it, and then Google came in and said, huh, that's a real resume builder. Would you like to come and work for Google?
Oh, so he went away. I have a supercomputer here in my pocket that I use to look at pictures of cats.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or you could use the cloud. You could just get an Azure account and put it.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot cooler to be the only hackerspace in the world with a supercomputer.
Oh, well, I have 1,000 virtual machines at my fingertips and 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's true. It is cool to do that too. We've done a lot of classes on how to do that, working with Azure, working with Amazon Elastic Computing. There's just something visceral about having it there.
Okay.
You know, turn it on. The fans actually suck it down where you can actually see it kind of sinking into the concrete the littlest bit.
Let's get back to the makerspace.
Makerspace.
Or hackerspace. Those are synonyms, right?
Yeah, it really depends on who you're actually talking to. If you're talking to a government person, you use the term makerspace. You know, part of the maker movement. If you're talking to somebody who's been in the community for a while, the term hackerspace is more accurate. Hackerspaces were started decades and decades ago. There's one of the very first is in Berlin. It's this beautiful place. They've got 30-plus years of history behind them and just fantastic projects where they've done beautiful work, very positive for their community. But hacker still has that weird little connotation in the back of the popular media's head.
Right. So you've got you give them tools and people show up on a Saturday and they do stuff.
So the idea is that for the people who want to be members of the makerspace, we charge them $50 a month. And different makerspaces charge different depending on you know, what it costs to get their set up. But we've actually tried to keep our costs down very low.
All right.
And that gives you 24/7 access to the space.
Oh, all right. So it's not just one-day event.
No.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people will come and actually use it as a co-working space in addition to using it for their projects.
Okay.
But we try and have formal sessions every Tuesday night, every Wednesday night, and then we'll do a group, you know, everybody get together and work on this thing on Saturdays and Sundays. And, you know, people's, you know, schedules are different, so you can't make it to everything normally, but you can make it to a couple of things every week.
What kind of things are people building?
So we do all kinds of different projects. One of the ones that I just finished up, and I'm actually thinking about making a second generation of, was I wanted to do an art project. One of the things that I found is that we're going out to conferences and going out to conventions and going, yay, we're a makerspace, you should come and see us. And it's hard to get that across, right? So what I decided I wanted to build was something simple that people could see as achievable, that they could then go ahead and relate to directly. So I decided to make an art drawing robot.
Ah.
So I took two stepper motors, like on an easel just like this one over here, put them up on the upper corners. I ran 3D printed gears and a ball chain down to a hanging Sharpie pen, right? And just with an Arduino microcontroller, I go ahead and I've got it set up as a plotter. And put in the picture, tell it what you want to build. Boom, there you go.
Have you seen the movie Hugo?
Yeah.
Is it based on that?
Yeah. Actually, I started before that, but yeah.
It was a book before that.
Well, that's true. I never read the book, though.
And so now, are you working alone, or are there other people in the space that are helping you?
So for this, for the particular one that I did, I actually had a team of four guys. And generally it was I would show up almost every session, and then either two or three of them would show up every session.
Right, so the idea was yours. They came in because they wanted to learn the technology.
They wanted to learn the technology. Cool. They believed in the project. They wanted to help.
All right.
And that's consistent for most of the things we did. Like the when we were the team that was working on refurbing the Cray supercomputer, it was generally about five guys. Mm. And, you know, they came in and they worked through it and they had a great time. Mm. We've got a group of people who are working on doing an upgrade to the laser cutter right now. And it's three guys. You know, they want to work on it. They want to work on it together, and they'll come out and they'll do nifty things.
So they're having fun. They're learning something. Is anybody making money through this?
So we've actually had not many people go from design to product yet. We've only had one person who really has been a part of the maker community and then gone on to found a functional business. His name is Aiden, and he has a place called AckerWorks, and he's founded his jobs, his success, really, off of doing things with 3D printing and CNC milling.
Okay. What happens then if Aiden has people helping him out, volunteering, and all of a sudden he turns into a business? Is there...
Well, we actually encourage that.
Yeah.
We want people to bring their ideas in, and what our bylaws are written as is, come in, do your prototyping here, have people give you ideas. You know, coming up with the original idea and being willing to see it through, that's 99% of any product.
Sure.
Having people around you is awesome. It's a great support network. And we try and encourage the culture of, yes, you are supporting. You don't expect to be, you know, a business partner in it.
Okay.
But, you know, if somebody wanted to come in and do a business partnership, they could.
So let me, I'll take an example here. So you're building this robot, this artistic robot, and people are volunteering. The hardware is yours, the idea is yours, other people are contributing to it, and then next week you say, you know what, I could make money off of this thing. Is all this intellectual property and all the work done, is that all yours, or do you have to share it with these other people? What's the...
Well, no, so the bylaws are written so that if I come in with the idea, I'm the team lead for it, it's my IP.
Okay.
That's... You know, we try and keep it friendly. We've never had that situation come up, and very few of the makerspaces have. Mm-hmm. Generally, it's been, hey, I'll buy you pizza and beer. Mm-hmm. Come out and help me with this. That's been our problem. It hasn't been the IP fights.
Okay, all right. These are all over the world. You said there's one Berlin, Germany.
There's one in Knoxville, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nashville, Louisville, Atlanta. I mean, it's every major city has a pretty good sized one running now.
So my viewers are all over the world. How can they find a makerspace near them?
The best place to go look is hackerspaces.org.
Okay.
Beautiful listing. Everybody tries to make sure that they've got their basic information, and they make a real effort to keep things updated.
And they can show up with an idea and with hardware, or they can just show up.
They can show up. Yeah.
And look for somebody else to help.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people get their start by coming in because they're interested in one thing, 3D printing, microcontrollers, you know, quadcopters. Something sparks their interest. Get in there. It's like the old user groups. Like, you know, remember when it used to be, you know, you couldn't get support on the internet, so you would actually go out and join a user group just to be able to do things?
Sure.
It's that kind of thing for more esoteric subjects.
Uh-huh. Cool. Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have an online presence?
Yeah, knoxmakers.org. If you're actually in the Knoxville area, you know, please check us out. We're actually in the process of moving from our current location, just the Knoxville side of Oak Ridge, to a spot off of I-275 and Happy Holler, much closer to downtown Knoxville. We've been doing some reaching out into the community, and we think our membership's going to dramatically increase. We're going from just over a 1,000-square-foot facility to a 4,500-square-foot facility.
Wow.
We're going to have a lot more room. We're going to have some dedicated areas for people who want to work on larger projects. It's going to be awesome.
Sam, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you. Makerspaces, the best place to get the kind of friends who will help you make the kind of technology you need.